I'm not doing this fucking script right now. Go away, script. Shoo, shoo. Don't fucking fall.
Hey, everybody. What's up? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR. I just pulled the pop socket out on my phone. I don't know if you can hear it, but if you did, I thought you might be like, whoa, what was that sound? That was my phone and this, me currently right now talking. I am Dangerous ASMR, and we are back. And you're still here through that introduction. There's nothing to be done with you now, because you've stuck around for the continuation of the god-awful punishment series, Moon People. Like I said in the beginning, I am a switch, so there is masochism in that sadomasochistic urge of mine, and I can't wait to find out what happens on the USS Lunar Base 1, all caps. I know my sound foam wants to fall off this wall. I mean, I only use, like, double-sided tape, and it's like, look, we're not rich over here. This isn't... I'm still recording in a closet, you know? Come on, double-sided sticky tape. Give me a fucking break. We can't all live in our mansions. Come on. I need you to stick, damn it. Maybe it'll be stickier out in space, which is where David is now. Thankfully, he went to Red Lobster twice, because I don't know if they have them on the moon. And he's finally there. That's what I'll say for this. I thought for certain they'd drag it out for another couple of chapters, but finally, we are on the USS Lunar Base 1. I am still completely unable to guess who is saying what. So just continue to prepare for constant confusion and fuck-ups from my end. Although, if you've made it to this part, you're probably used to that. And also, you know, just don't give me shit. I promise you, if you tried to read this, you would do just as bad, if not worse. And especially because, as always, I am high. And I have also decided to have a glass of wine because, well, I don't normally drink while I do these, despite the name, right? Drunk and Dangerous. I'm a fucking liar, I know. So sue me. They called this a book. They lied, so apparently it's the theme of today. I'm high, but some books in very heavy quotation marks can drink. They can go drink and cause me to drink, which I am doing. So cheers to my inability to language. I should write the next Moon People because it's a prerequisite, you see. Language hard, Moon People self-publish easy. All right. Where we last left off. You know, I will say, there have been so many fucking references to Halloween and David's bitching about Halloween, this grown-ass man who's been teaching for 20 years. He's finally being sent up to the moon for NASA, and all he can think about is how he's missing trick-or-treating. Like, I also agree that there is enjoyment to be found in childish things and that you shouldn't abandon those just because you grow older. But oh my god, now is not the time, David. Holy shit, you had like 56 other Halloweens to get used to Halloween. Stop. Like, you're going to space, you little shit. Shut up about it. You can buy candy on the way there. There's probably a Walgreens next to the Red Lobster. They sell a whole bunch. Fucking jackass. Like, they probably spell baloney too. You're set, David. So anyway, he's in space now. Chapter 10 is called Happy Halloween. Because they can't shut up about it, even though now he's in fucking space. They're still talking about Halloween. Ugh. Like, is it really that important to his life? I don't understand. It's like, I really hope the person that wrote this is maybe a child. Obviously, I'm okay with mocking children. I've done it before. I'll do it again. Don't you fucking try to stop me. But it's like, I really don't want this to be a fully capable, presumably capable in some way, not of writing, but of taking care of themselves, of functioning in day-to-day life. I don't want to think that this person is a fully functioning adult and yet still writes like this. And what gets me is this. At the end of chapter 9, he uses quotation marks for the first and presumably last time where he hears Shuttle Eagle. There's one quotation mark. It says Shuttle Eagle, then there's a space, and then another quotation mark, presumably starting a new sentence, even though it's not. So I think he got confused trying to use them, which is probably why he didn't do it again. Anyway, it's starting a new sentence from the same man. This is USS Lunar Base 1. Do you read me? There's no quotation mark at the end. And the T in this isn't capitalized. And there's no quotation marks in the as the conversation continues that I can see into chapter 10. So it's kind of funny to me that he's like, huh, what are these little things for? I think they're conversations. And then he got scared. He pushed it twice and didn't know what to do. And he just was like, never again. He like blacked that key out, like, do not touch that scary button, you know, which I understand. Learning is scary. Very scary. Best to stay ignorant. That's why I read this instead of the news. Just kidding. By news, we all mean opinion piece. That's all they are nowadays. All right. Happy Halloween. Oh, thank God. I was really hoping we'd talk about Halloween on this fucking moon base, fucking supposedly sci-fi moon base adventure. It has a lot of red lobster and baloney. Fucking Halloween. It's a lot of earth shit for a sci-fi fucking, I don't want to call it a novel. I don't know what to fucking call it. It's not a story. It's not a book. It's not a novel. It's like a thing. It's like a lump. It's like a word lump, okay? It's like, it's kind of like, you know how that in prisons, if you're a bad prisoner, they serve prisoners that have like misbehaved and you're in solitary and shit and you're basically being punished. They'll serve you this shit called Nutriloaf. And it's basically just a whole bunch of like beans and oats and like all kinds of like carrots and shit, like blended down and made into a loaf that is like condensed and nasty. It's technically food, so they can't get in trouble for feeding it to you. It's nutritionally sound, but it tastes like ass. So while you can go, okay, this is technically food, but it doesn't really count because nobody would choose Nutriloaf. That's this. This is the book form of Nutriloaf. Like, technically, it is words, but someone put them in a blender and shoved them down into one prolonged paragraph they cut up into pieces like you would a Nutriloaf. There's words here. They don't necessarily mean the things they normally do because of the blender, but who cares? It's technically a book. It's in book form. You're reading a story of sorts. Yeah, why are you complaining about your Nutriloaf? So let's all get a big glass of water or wine if you're of age. Of course, we'd never break the law. That's only for the lawless moon people. While we choke down our loaf of words and continue into the happy Halloween. In chapter 10, I bet David gives out, like I said, hard-ass toothbrushes. I'm still dead set on that. He picks them up in the clearance bin for like 10 cents a pop, dusty as hell. And he's like, oh, these are the cheap ones, so that's the one I'm going to get. Because he doesn't give a shit about them being good. They're cheap. And they're extra hard. Like, 9 out of 10 dentists do not recommend. Like, they're like banned toothbrushes from China from like 2012 filled with asbestos. And David's like, oh, I care about people's dental hygiene. I'm such a good guy. No, you're not, David. You sanctimonious little shit. No one cares about your virtue signal. Those kids are never going to use those toothbrushes. They're going to throw them away. And it's probably safer than brushing their poor developing gums with them. You get a mouthful of blood, which is still probably better than the food that David would hand out if he were to try to give out candy. I'm like, I don't even want to imagine. He'd probably give out packets of Sweet and Low. He's like, it's sweet and individually sized, just like candy. And he wouldn't buy them, God forbid. He'd steal them from local diners. And he wouldn't eat there, no. He'd just go in to use the bathroom. And then he'd clog the toilet and leave without telling anybody. That's a David. God, you little shit. Not you, if you're named David. You're not him. And if you are him, fucking change yourself, sir. change yourself on Earth before you ruin the moon too with these behaviors. Jesus. All right. I'm already pissed. I haven't even really read a word beyond the poor use of these quotation marks that makes me even more upset. Like, you know what these are for then. You started a sentence with them. Then why aren't you using them? I mean, I know you don't know how, but how don't you know how? Like, God, I know that the education system here is lax, but Jesus fucking Christ. That's why I'm hoping he's still in school, because please don't tell me this person was allowed to graduate with this grasp of the English language. I mean, I admire their, you know, ability to loaf out a block of words and keep doing it to the point that there's even more of this. That's the only thing I can admire. Like, that takes a lot of fortitude. You really sat down and shit out a lot of stuff there, didn't you, pal? Anyway, all right, enough. I'm clearly trying to stop myself from reading this. I don't think I can get high enough to, like, happily go into the story. Well, I'll take deep breaths and do this. There's nothing here but Nutrilo for us. We might as well just choke it down. You'll learn to love it. All right. Happy Halloween, Chapter 10. Roger, USS Lunar Base 1. This is Captain Briggs on Shuttle Eagle. Come in. Captain, this is Captain Williams. Captain. All right, cool. Captain, this is Captain Williams. We need you to dock at docking. You really love using these words over and over, huh? We need you to dock at docking bay number 4. Over. Roger, Lunar Base 1. Locking in computer data now. Now we are on auto. Copy, Shuttle Eagle. We will do the rest from here. USS Lunar Base 1 out. Docking. Yes, they're talking about the gay sex. Went as smooth as butter. Was it a nut butter? They made it look so easy. Oh, I've seen the videos. We had to wait about 30 minutes before we could unload. Nice and long unloading procedure. Yeah, milked him out. Unloaded him nice and slow. Off the shuttle. The base station looked like a small city. It was so big. Really? This is your best description? It was so big. How much traumatic brain injury has David gone through before? Did he play a lot of football? Wow, space is just so big, like big city. Come on, dude. Also, the lighting in space was awesome. Wow, thanks. I can really see it in my mind. It's awesome. So descriptive. Could you picture the wedding vows that this guy would do? David would be like, Cheryl, I want to marry you because you're awesome. Your eggs are good, and we have sex for many minutes. You are awesome. The end. Like, that would be it. He doesn't know any other descriptions. Awesome, good, really good, wow. Admiral Benson and I unloaded off the Shuttle Eagle. And I had to do my first salute to Lieutenant Commander Mark Kraft, second in command. Is that his whole name? Do you have to say it every time? Lieutenant Commander Mark Kraft, second in command. There's no comma. So I want to just think that's his whole name. And he makes you say it every time. He's like, I'm not just a commander. I'm second in command. Don't you forget it.
Captain Bramer reporting for duty, sir.
Because that's probably how he talks, the fucking asshole. Welcome aboard, sir, said Lieutenant Commander Kraft. I don't remember who any of these fuckers are.
Thank you, Commander, said Admiral Benson. Permission to come aboard, Commander Kraft?
Permission granted, sir, said Commander Kraft.
I don't care. I don't care that they're all jacking each other off with their commanders, captains, and admirals.
Well, Captain, how did you like the ride here?
I don't believe I'll ever forget that liftoff, sir, replied David. Yeah, you will. You got dementia or some shit. Something's wrong with you.
Yes, I know. Every time I take a shuttle to here, it seems like the first time.
Like a virgin. Moon for the very first time.
He's like the first time he's landed in your crater. I can't wait to feel your crater, baby. The very first time to the moon. I would like to introduce you to Lieutenant Courtney. Really, Lieutenant Courtney? Everyone else gets their last name, but she's Lieutenant Courtney? Is her last name Courtney, or do they just call her Lieutenant Courtney because they don't respect her because she's a woman? Because what the fuck? This bitch's name better be Brittany Courtney, okay? Because, like, I don't know if you know jack shit about the military. Like, this fucker clearly does not. But you use the person's last name. It's like Dr. So-and-so. You don't say I'm Dr. Michelle. Unless you're talking to, like, a fucking child, right? Like, you use the last name. So, Lieutenant Courtney? Let me guess. She also makes all the sandwiches on the moon base, because that's women's work. It's okay, though. They're lieutenant sandwiches. They're real important. God, David could only hope to get that job. He'd be close to baloney. He'd be like, oh, yeah. Anyway, Lieutenant Courtney, why don't they just call her Court? You know, the one with the big old titties, mammary doos, old big old mama milkers. Blah, 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 Courtney, blah, 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 woman. Like, come on. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, but what the shit, David? Like, person writing this book, you stupid asshole. Lieutenant Courtney, legit, really. Ugh, you know what it's like? It's like those narrators. Like, I like listening to true crime while I'm doing shit, right? Like, it's fun. It's interesting background noise. There are so many people that will be doing true crime stories and they will mispronounce words that are, like, just normal words. They'll mispronounce them. And it's like, you didn't even write this script, did you? Like, you don't know this word that you're supposedly using in this script. Did you even write this? Like, why would you go and narrate shit without knowing what the fuck you're saying? And it's not like some foreign word. It's not something that's, like, easily forgettable. Like, where, or you can be like, okay, I can forgive you for fucking that up because no one knows this word. No, it's like a normal word. And it's just, this is like bare bones, like below minimum effort to where it's like, honestly, he's the person that would put, like, a bow, like, glue a bow to a baby's head because he needs you to know it's a girl. Like, they won't know Lieutenant Courtney's a girl if I don't call her Courtney because last names are gender neutral. Legit, you know that's that guy's thinking. Like, do you ever see that ad where they, like, it was a relay thing and they were making the guy's hand, like, they had to know it was a man's hand, so they put, like, a tuxedo on the fucking wrist. Did you guys ever see that picture? And it was like, why is the fucking, like, hand, like, the, because the woman's hand had nails that were painted and stuff. It was obvious she was a woman, and the other hand was just kind of a normal hand, so you can't tell. And I guess they wanted you to know it was a dude, so they put a little tuxedo on the fucking wrist. That's this. Okay, you can tell us when they talk that Lieutenant Courtney is a girl. And watch, this is all going to be a dude and I'll feel like an asshole. In which case, I'll be like, fuck you. But also, Lieutenant Courtney, though, like, anyway, I don't know why I expect more. This fucker goes to Red Lobster, like, I don't care, like, and it's fine because I eat a lot of food same day in a row, obviously. I've had, like, weeks where I just eat pizza. It's disgusting. But I won't do it if I'm trying to impress someone. Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, you have to eat like me. I'm a filthy pig and now you have to accept that. No, I have to pretend I'm a normal human at first. You know, you're never going to woo someone if they know how disgusting you are. Like, you have to pretend to be, like, you know, respectable until their guard is down. Ha-ha. Anyway, Lieutenant Courtney is a girl. She will show you to your quarters and show you around. Fucking Lieutenant Courtney! Fucking tuxedo hand-wearing motherfucker! Okay. She will show you to your quarters and show you around. Let me guess, she'll also fuck you. She's a comfort moon girl. Because we have those up here because we have no notion of sexism in space. Oh, my God. If you have any questions, you can ask her. Yes, I know. She'll do anything for you. She's not people. It doesn't matter what she wants. We are also going to have a briefing in about 4 hours. I'll see you there. Lieutenant Courtney will show you where. Okay. Welcome aboard, Captain. I have to get up to the bridge, so once again, welcome to the team. Can't say welcome enough. Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be here, said David. Captain Bramer, if you'll come... Oh, wait, I have to be... This is fucking Lieutenant Courtney, so you know she's just... She's there to fuck. She's got big old boobity-boobities and that big old fucking ass that, like, a shelf you could put your coffee on. And she won't mind. She doesn't have a brain. She's just there for the boobity-boobity-boobity-boobs. You know, like, if you finish your full day at work there, then you get to motorboat Courtney for at least 5 seconds. Oh, they probably wouldn't tell us at Minneapolis, like, approximately. Because they never know. Okay, let's see. Right, I gotta be sexy Lieutenant Courtney. All right. Captain Bramer, if you'll come with me, I'll show you to your quarters. As we walk, I will point out some of the general places. What, the general places? For generals? You know, just, what about, like, general things? General music? Don't ask me too many questions, it's classified. I'll show you some general places. Like restaurants and shopping facilities. Oh my god, she's a robot. Where we have anything you would want or be able to get on Earth. Anything, anything, X to doubt, bitch. We have it all here, sir. Said Lieutenant Heather Courtney. Does she have a fucking OnlyFans? That name, Heather Courtney? Bitch, Heather Courtney? Okay. Who does she fucking work with? Bubbles Big Schlong? Like, what the shit? These aren't names. Heather Courtney? That's a stripper name. And coming up to the stage next, Heather Courtney. That's right. She never knew her father. Take it off, Heather Courtney. Come on. Heather Courtney. Jesus, that fucking name. That is like one of those romance names. Like Damien McSteel III. And you're like, nobody's name is that. Shut up. No. That person isn't real, you fucking asshole. Stop it. Stop naming people that. And if you name your baby that, I will judge you. Your baby is not a romance hero. Get it out of there. You too, Lifetime. Stop that shit. I am on to you. I also contacted them about this movie that is not entirely uploaded. They still haven't dealt with it. I am going to make more noise about it. I don't even want to watch this movie. It's shitty. I just want to complain. That's what COVID has done to me. Anyway, it's Amazon. Fuck you. You went to space. You didn't even go to the USS Lunar Base 1, so I don't know you shit. God damn, you didn't even meet Lieutenant Heather Courtney, the stripper robot, turned obedient housefrau for the moon people. We are totally self-sufficient. We even have a huge greenhouse. We have one of the best observatories around. I go there quite often to think, but thinking hard. Okay, she didn't say that, but you know. We also have a few lounges on board where everyone gets together and has a lot of fun. This is so impressive, said David. Do we have livestock on board? Two, without the O? Or does everything come prepackaged? Oh my god, okay. No, sir. We were going to have livestock, but we realized we really don't need livestock. For instance, we use powdered milks, powdered eggs. That's it. For instance, we use powdered milk, powdered eggs. Some people have pets, and we have one private that it wasn't capitalized. I thought they were talking about a private couple. It's just one private part, human genital area. That has a couple of chickens for real eggs, but you have to have special permission, though. If you notice, we have everything categorized with the alphabet, like each of the sections on board are A through Z. We also use numerical order. Your quarters are in
D section. Ah, room 106. It's a one-bedroom apartment layout. And just like any other apartment on Earth, and some are very elaborate. Yours is like medium to elaborate. What the fuck? Medium to elaborate? What the fucking shit does that mean? Medium elaboracy to very elaborate. Medium to elaborate. That doesn't help me at all. That does not tell me medium to elaborate? That's a big range, motherfucker. That's huge. Is it what you consider elaborate or me? Because it could be totally different things. Like, I can kind of imagine that the government's idea of an elaborate apartment funded by the government ain't that fucking elaborate. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, this one's elaborate. There's no cockroaches in it. Like, okay. I mean, I just, you know, it's the government, really. Do you really think you're going to give a fuck? She's like, we have powdered milk. It's just the same. Bitch, it is not. Fuck you. Yeah, go enjoy your fucking piping cold glass of powdered milk and your plate of scrambled, powdered, reconstituted eggs. Oh boy, just like real eggs. No, it's not. Don't lie to me. Don't tell me it's 8 inches and it's 3. I have eyes. I have taste buds, motherfucker. I just came from Earth. Haven't you seen what David eats every day? He's told us it's eggs. He knows farm fresh eggs. If that fucker's not getting a chicken, he's going to be eating that powdered shit. And you know he's going to complain. That's all he does. And talk and talk and talk and eat a red lobster. They have reconstituted lobster? What is he going to do? Anyway, she's still talking about this. He says medium to elaborate, whatever that means. Not medium to large, not about the size, but what's medium? Medium what? Medium elaborate? That's what? Like medium what? Slightly elaborate, a little elaborate. Why tell me about this? Now I'm just jealous about the people with the very elaborate ones. Why do I get a medium to elaborate one? What did I do? Whose dick do I gotta suck to get the regular elaborate one? I don't like cockroaches, you know? We are coming up to your place now. It doesn't look like much from the hallway, but once you go in, you'll see it's a homey environment, just like Earth. Lieutenant Courtney opened the door, and as they went in, David noticed how nice his place was and said, okay, this guy's... I have to say, I was dead on the nose with how this guy would have his vows. Listen to his description. We'll have to start with the beginning of the sentence again. David noticed how nice his place was and said, very nice. This is nicer than my house on Earth. Is it nice, David? I don't know if you told me enough. It's nice, very nice, nicer than your house on Earth, because he noticed how nice it was. I'm glad you told me he noticed it first before he said it, because I would have thought he was shit-talking. Like, just making fun of it, like, oh, nice house. Like, what the fuck? I don't have to know what he's thinking. I mean, maybe I'm the only one that can infer when someone says, hey, nice house, they're thinking the house is nice. Maybe I'm just putting too much faith in the listener. But I'm like, you know, if I tell them something, they probably don't need to hear that I'm thinking the thing. Right before I tell, like, yeah, okay. It's like being Professor X for the least important things ever. You know, it's like you get to find out that this guy is thinking about what kind of pasta he should have for dinner. And then he says out loud, right after you think it, man, I want some pasta for dinner. Like the worst ability to have mind reading. That's this. Like, not only can you read their mind, but it's only if they're about to say it. Like, 2 seconds later. So you're like, fuck, I hate this power. That's his book. Stop doing that. It's like, nobody wants to hear about his mundane thoughts. He just thought, he noticed how nice it was and said, very nice. This is nicer. Nice is the only, is it elaborate? Is it elaborate or medium to elaborate? Is it medium elaborate? Medium high elaborate? High elaborate? Very elaborate? What does it mean? Who knows? Fuck you, we're on the moon. What's elaborate on the moon? Who knows? Then the lieutenant said, all of the plumbing is the same on Earth except, so it's not the same.
In third world countries where you shit in a bucket. No, she didn't say that, but she should. It's like the same on Earth, bitch. You can't complain.
Except there are little water pumps in the system to help it along. The waste all goes to an area where the water is separated from the waste. And the waste is dried, and the waste is taken to the greenhouse to be used as a fertilizer. We do add a lot of things to the waste. Stop talking about shit. Legitimately, I don't care what you do with my shit. Just take it away. I don't need to know that it's in the greenhouse. Like, I make sure I'll wash my vegetables very, very well now. Oh, God. We also use the byproduct of methane gas to make electricity and fuel and many other things on the ship. Thank God for farts and shit, am I right? We have artificial gravity, and on a rare occasion we lose it, or it's not as accurate as we would like. But we're working on that problem. Okay. So a lot of stuff is better if they have Velcro on it in case we lose gravity. Soon you're going... That's why she's explaining, like, why she can't tie her shoes. They're like, are you wearing Velcro shoes? She's like, it's for the gravity! Everybody uses it! It's for the anti-gravity! Shut up! I know how to do this! I'm a lieutenant! Ugh, God, Lieutenant Courtney. Heather Courtney. She definitely sucked a dick to be there. That's why she just gets to do the tour. She's way too dumb for anything else. And then she keeps talking about the shit. They're like, Lieutenant Heather Courtney... How many times do I have to tell you to stop going into such detail about what you do with the shit? She's like, but it's interesting. Like, no one wants to know. She's got a scat fetish. Just stop. Soon you're going to notice that all the glasses have flip-top covers. You always get a cover for your plate just so you don't have one hell of a mess to clean up when you lose gravity. How often does this happen? I feel uncomfortable, and why was this not mentioned to me? I'm going to suddenly blast out into space? I don't trust you. Heather Courtney with the Velcro shoes? Special education Courtney? I don't trust you? Shit. Some places you'll notice... have more gravity than others. We have a lot of areas that have no gravity that we can't help. What? I feel like it's like renting an apartment and then having the landlord tell you about all the horrible shit. And also the people who lived here before cooked meth. Hope that's not a problem. Like, what? What? Okay. In some areas on the ship, you'll see that gravity is about one half of our normal gravity, and it's really fun because you're like Superman. Oh my God, she's really slow. You can jump higher and farther and do a lot of crazy stunts. Lift heavier objects. We are studying this, and we are starting to design new games every day. What? The gravity thing... has got its pros and cons. Sometimes, for instance, you'll be sleeping, and you'll wake up kind of floating over your bed, and your pants will be off, and the captain will be like, nothing, go back to sleep, it was just a dream. Sorry, I'll start that back over. You'll be sleeping, and you'll wake up kind of floating over your bed for a second or two, and then fall back on the bed like you're a teenager awakening to your magical powers on your 16th birthday, right? That's what it sounds like to me. We've had a few minor injuries already, but nothing serious yet because everyone is usually asleep on their bed when it happens. That's why we're trying to educate everyone. Most people tuck themselves in a certain way, so that doesn't happen. That doesn't help me at all. Nevertheless, you will also find that you get a good REM sleep that's like no other here. You wake up so rested you feel great. Not feel, fill. You feel great, and you also do not need as much sleep because of it. Yeah, I'll take your word for it. Some people get space sickness. Don't worry. We have a fully staffed hospital that has all of the latest advancements. We also have several gyms on board all over the ship. Now, Captain, they have all of your luggage, and they will be bringing it to you in a little while. If you're in the briefing, they'll just set it inside of your door. One last thing. In your din, there is a computer link up to our main computer, and in any room in the apartment, You have a telecom system that's also connected to the main computer. All you have to do is say the location or name first to anywhere on the ship and pause. Now, when it rings, it's a normal standard Navy whistle, but you can change it. I'm not paying attention to anything this bitch is saying. Now when it rings, it's a normal standard Navy whistle, but you can change it to any of about 1,000 different tones if you wish. I can't go through all those. Finally, here is your communicator. This goes on your uniform. It's a simple on and off switch, and exactly like the intercom, it is also connected to the main computer. If you want the computer, all you have to do is push the button and say the word computer first, and then pause, because we're Star Trek and I have no other ideas for myself. We even have an Olympic-sized swimming pool that we use as a water reservoir. What? I don't want to be drinking the water people swim in. That's gross. Also, there's chlorine in there. It also has a covered top that is 5 feet above the water that's totally encased. In case we lose gravity. He said encased with an I right after he said encased, so it's technically encased twice. But cool, he loves repeated things like Red Lobster. Now let me see, is there anything that I'm forgetting? Well, there sure is a lot of neat stuff on board. Thanks, David, for your eloquence. Oh my god, I love this. I think I'm going to be really happy. I feel really lucky to be here. Simple David. Whew. He feels really lucky. You know, Lieutenant, that has to be one of the best briefings I have ever had. Boobity boobities, big ol' mommy milkers, hubbada hubbada. Thank you, sir. It's my pleasure. However, believe me, sir, there is so much more. I'm still learning new stuff every day, too. Like tying your shoes? No. I've been on the ship only about 2 months myself.
I do think you forgot one thing, though, Lieutenant.
Oh, what's that, sir?
I still don't know where the briefing room is.
Lieutenant Courtney started laughing. And said, I'm sorry, sir. I forgot to tell you. I'm just a silly goof. It's right down the hallway in C-106. Since you brought that up on your computer under ship access, there's a detailed layout of the entire ship, sir. Lieutenant, I'm going to tell the Admiral that this was the best briefing I've ever had.
Why did you say it again then, motherfucker? Why didn't you just tell us then? Why'd you got...
Okay. Thank you, sir. If there are any more questions, you can find me on the ship's directory any time.
Thanks again, Lieutenant. You have a good evening.
Thank you again, sir. Just remember, there's no such thing as evening in space.
David started smiling and said, you know, you're right. I'm gonna have to look at things totally different now. Goodbye, Lieutenant.
Goodbye, sir.
It's nice they can play with each other, you know?
Lieutenant Courtney left, and David went into the living area and sat down and noticed as he looked around. Yes, I noticed as he looked around, too. He had one good size window in his dining area into the heavens.
Sounds like he's dining in the heavens, but cool.
You could see Earth, and he noticed how beautiful Earth really was. Is it neat, too?
Clearly, you could see that from space that the Earth was a gift from God. Hold on now there. That is conjecture, my friend. You don't know anything about the creation. That seems like a biased viewpoint. Also, you're David Blone-eating son of a bitch. God hates you. If he did exist, he would shun you. You are a curse from the devil.
David just sat there looking out the window in awe. You mean drooling. He does it a lot, I bet.
Boy, if it looks this good here, I wonder what it looks like in the observatory.
Fucking asshole. All of a sudden, he heard his telecom on his uniform sound off the Navy whistle. Captain Bramer... Oh, I'm sorry. It's Lieutenant Courtney.
Captain Bramer, this is Lieutenant Courtney again. Sorry for bothering you, sir. I just wanted to remind you of the briefing in 3 hours.
Thank you, Lieutenant. I was just jacking it. I mean, sitting here, looking out my dining room window in unbelief. We're sending you home. Unbelief? That's it.
It was a trap. Unbelief. Not disbelief. I am in disbelief. You said unbelief? You're in charge of the moon? Fuck you. We're doomed. More than we were before. Aliens, come and take us over. I give up. Take us away. Unbelief? Oh, my fucking Jesus. I don't believe in God, but Jesus, take the fucking wheel. Unbelief? I unbelieve it. Oh, my God.
You know, that seems to be the first thing everyone notices when they get here. In fact, I did the very same thing. It literally takes your breath away when you first see it.
It's an asthma attack. It sure does, Lieutenant.
Captain, you also have time to take a nap and...
She doesn't say de-stress, she says distress. Which means the opposite of de-stress. You have time for distress.
Captain, you also have time to take a nap and freak the fuck out before the briefing if you want. Just tell the computer to wake you up at 15 minutes before the briefing in C-106. Also, if you need a sleep aid, just tell the clinic. They will send it to you in your mailbox by your front door. It works on air. Your medicine will arrive about a half an hour or sooner.
Wow, that's service for ya, said David.
I'm so excited that the moon has also got mundane bullshit we have to hear about over and over. I wonder what he has for breakfast tomorrow. I hope they tell us.
Okay. We aim to please, sir.
One last thing. You are doing a great job, Lieutenant.
Thanks again, sir. Again. A fucking again. I'll see you in the briefing, sir. Goodbye.
Goodbye again, Lieutenant. A nap might be a good idea. To distress. Yes, we love distress. I find sleep very distressing. From that shuttle ride here. Well, let's go check out the bedroom. He talks to himself. I don't know if he's thinking it or saying it. Well, let's go check out the bedroom. David went over and opened the door to his new bedroom, and he liked it. It was very elaborate. Oh, so he did get elaborate. He actually says it was very elaborate. So for him, it wasn't just medium to elaborate. It was elaborate. Whew. It had all kinds of extras, and it was huge. Wow, the descriptions here. All kinds of extras. Oh, boy, if only you could tell me what was in the room. But you can't, because you don't know what would be in a room in space. So let's just make shit up, huh, pal? Huh? Is that what you're doing? Your world building is really this fucking poor? It's just the moon. It's not that hard. It already exists. Read up on the moon. You don't have to even make the world yourself. The moon is already a thing. Like, nice hotels are also already a thing. Take what's in a nice hotel and basically transfer it to an apartment on the fucking moon. There, you've got it, but put Velcro on it, apparently. But no, never mind. It's huge. It's got bunches of stuff. Wow, well, boy, neato. I hope you can save the world. Just kidding, but at least you'll have a nice view from the moon while we all die. He laid down on his bed, and it was the most comfortable bed he had ever laid on. This isn't that bad at all. I'm going to love this job. Computer. And then, in little parentheses, computer. Working. Wake me up at 3:45.
Affirmative.
Then, in a matter of minutes, he fell asleep. David slept so deep he didn't wake until the alarm went off. Computer.
Working.
Now that's no longer in parentheses, we're left to guess. He was tired of... that's too much work. He can't move his fingers anywhere other than occasional comma, very, very occasional, and periods, and that's it. And those are kind of left up to whether he feels like it. So I'm just going to have to guess again. Computer, turn off the alarm.
Affirmative.
Answered the computer. David jumped up and straightened out his uniform and got a drink of water and hurried down the hall to the briefing room. When he got there, everyone was starting to arrive. He went ahead and found a seat and waited for everyone to arrive. Wow, great, thanks. As opposed to we waited till 99% of them left, and like my computer, completely shut down.
There were about 100 people. Did he count them like jelly beans as they got in? And then after he got over 50, he's like, number too high! Me no count anymore! That probably about 100. Oh, David. Finally, the Admiral came right at 4. Oh, that he knows. Admiral Benson walked right over to the podium and started addressing everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Admiral Benson for some of you who don't know me. That was really poorly stated, sir. I'm your commanding officer here on Lunar Base 1. That's it. That's the end of Chapter 10. Thanks for fucking doing that shit again, where you start a sentence in a conversation, then you just end it with no cliffhanger or tie-up. Ha, okay. Your writing is better than this man's. Your writing is better than his. Please never forget that. I don't care who you are. You may have never written a script. Your writing is better than his. You can make story. He can make word loaf. This is the last chapter I'm going to cover, because if I have to do any more, I'm honestly going to lose my mind even further than I already have, which is pretty fucking big. Status quo, chapter 11. Just back to the status quo with no quotation marks like I knew we would be, you lazy little shit. I want to thank all of you for coming and to tell everyone what a great job you're doing. I know we have all been working hard to get everything ready to embark on our mission. Now, we have received more orders to launch on our mission as soon as tomorrow morning at 0800 hours. Lunar Base 2 has orders to leave the day after tomorrow at the same time. I can't tell you how important this is. We all have to check and double-check every little thing to make sure we're not overlooking anything. What? You could specify, motherfucker. That's vague as shit. Don't vague post this fucking meeting. Tell me what we're supposed to look for. Stop being vague. You don't understand space, and instead of researching, you just decided to make it fuzzy as hell. Be like, oh, we're doing something with moons. Yeah, guys, work real hard. Don't fuck up the moon work. Like, I don't believe you know anything about this. Anyway, I will be surprised if I figure out what they're actually doing. What they're supposed to be checking. I mean, I can assume that you're talking about, like, I don't know, making sure everything's set up properly, but you're not telling them what to do, which isn't helpful. Like, we have to check and double check every little thing to make sure we're not overlooking anything, because once we leave, we're not coming back for a very long time. However, we will still have supply ships every now and then with some more people coming, but other than that, we are on our way to Mars. Right now, we are doing fine. We are on schedule, and everything is a go. I want you to welcome our new First Science Officer, Captain Bramer, aboard. Where are you at, Captain?
I'm here, sir.
David stood up. There he is. Welcome aboard, Captain. Thank you, sir. Glad to be here, Admiral. And go ahead and sit back down, Captain. David sat back down! Wow! If anyone has any science questions, you can go to Captain Bramer. He won't answer them, but you'll get a good laugh. Captain, I will see you on the bridge at 0600 tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir!
Then Admiral Benson said, now we have approximately less than 16 hours before we shove off. Now, if anyone is having second thoughts about going, tell me now or forever hold your peace. No one said anything. Then the Admiral said, thank you. Everyone is dismissed. Now as everyone was leaving, Admiral Benson walked over to Captain Bramer. Well, Captain, how do you like your quarters? Oh, I love it, sir. That view from my dining room window is breathtaking. I know, Captain. I still can't get over being up here, too. If you have, any problems, don't hesitate to tell me. I will see you at 0600 on the bridge tomorrow, Captain. Yes, sir. Then Admiral Benson went back to the bridge and Dave went back to his quarters. He watched a little TV. I like to imagine it's a little TV, like it's literally 5 inches. Tiny TV. He watched a little TV and told the computer to wake him up at 0500 and went to sleep. Thank God he didn't tell us what the computer said. I'm shocked. He left us to assume that the computer said affirmative. What if it melted down and killed him in his sleep? Who will know? Oh, wait, I will when I read the next sentence. At 0500, David got up, got dressed quickly, and said, I have to look and see where the bridge is on the computer. Who is he talking to? Why don't you just tell us he went to do it instead of telling us he said it out loud to himself? Does he really need to remind himself? I'm really starting to think he's not supposed to live on his own. He needs constant reminders of what to do. Like that his brain injury is causing too many problems. He needs a helper. He hurried out of the bedroom door and seen the dining room window and that incredible view, and it seemed to stun him. I need to read the sentence again. Y'all need to understand the frustration I'm feeling. Let's all go through this one more time. I'm sorry. I just have to. I have to. It hurts me. And it's like, you need to feel the pain too, because you might not have fully fucking understood how awful this is. He hurried out the bedroom door and seen the dining room window and that incredible view, and it seemed to stun him again. No seem, duh. Seem. Seen and seem. Oh my fucking God. He went into the kitchen and he noticed a large, what looked like a microwave oven. A large, what looked like a microwave oven with instructions next to it. Oh, it's a large, what looked like a microwave oven. With instructions next to it. I hope it's not. I hope it like fucking incinerates him. It's an idiot detector. The instructions said to call the kitchen and tell them what you want. Oh, let me guess. It's like, fuck it. Then they will send it to you through an air tube, which runs on an air system like the mailbox, and then you warm it up in the microwave. What a fucking... Also, he looked over on the counter and he noticed a good-sized menu. Was it elaborate or medium to elaborate or very elaborate? Oh, we're going to find out what he has for breakfast. Ugh. I knew it. I knew it. I fucking knew it. I called it. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm watching Sixth Sense and I'm like, dude, Bruce Willis is totally dead. And we still have like 17 hours to go. And Bruce Willis won't stop talking about how dead he is. And he'll be like, well, I'm dead. And he'll be like, dude, I'm totally dead. And then he'll just talk about his breakfast for 16 more hours. That's what this is. I hate it. Oh my God, I hate it so much. Okay. Let's find out what he has. What do you guys think? What do you think he's going to have? Any guesses? Guess now. Da, 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 not my song. Please don't sue me, cause I'm too poor to give you any money. I will go live in a box. Okay, what'd you think? Let's see. He depresses the button on his uniform and pauses. He was going to try out his calm.
Working.
Computer, I would like a cup of coffee and two fried eggs over easy with two pieces of bacon and also two pieces of buttered rye toast. Also in my coffee, I would like 2 tablespoons of sugar and a little cream.
Affirmative. Please allow 2 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty easy. And just like the computer said, it came in 2 minutes exactly. But they said they're powdered reconstituted eggs. You can't make eggs over easy from powdered reconstituted eggs. They powder the yolk and the whites separately and somehow make them come together, because I call fucking bullshit. You can't do that from powdered eggs, from someone who has eaten powdered eggs, which are horrible. You can't do that. It's not a thing. But okay, I guess it is. Powdered eggs over easy. They'll taste like shit. You'll get yellow blob over yellow blob. It will look the same. It's uniform. It's powdered and reconstituted. You get what you fucking get. Could you imagine, like, astronaut ice cream and you open it up, it's actually like cold ass fucking ice cream? Of course it's not. Astronaut eggs are like fucking over easy. You pour water on them, put them in the microwave. They're just like eggs. No, they're not. They are not. They will taste like sadness and depression. They're not even salt and pepper in them. The most bland, sad thing ever. And they're watery. Like, they leak sweat or something. It's really gross. I've had to eat them before, and every time I'm like, I feel like I'm not supposed to be eating this. Like, this is what they put into walls or something. It's horrifying. Wow, that's pretty easy. And just like the computer said, it came in 2 minutes exactly. David went ahead and ate his breakfast and heads to the bridge. Let's change tenses. Who cares? He arrives at the bridge a little early. The first person he sees is Lieutenant Commander Robert Tice, like Lice with a T, head of security.
Hello, sir. Good to have you aboard.
Hello, Commander. My name is... And it just... period there. before he could get the words out, Commander Tice said, "Your name is Captain Bramer, First Science Officer of our Lunar Base 1, sir. What an asshole. I was talking, you dick." "Very good, Commander. What would you have me call you?" "Don't call me, I'll call you. Either Commander Tice or Robert, and some call me Bob." "On the bridge, sir. Most of the time we are informal unless things get serious. Wow, like everything in the fucking world. No shit. I'm informal even when things get serious. People hate me. I'm a fucking asshole. I show up to funerals in a clown costume."
"Your kid died. Whoa."
"Like, come on. Of course we're fucking serious when things are serious, but whatever, they're going to Mars. Let's hope they die on the way there."
"Gotcha, Commander.
Sir, this is your station over here, Captain. Sir and Captain. Whoa, the double Sir Captain." The commander pointed to a rather large custom console type of desk. Custom console type of desk. "You are writing this. You can tell us. You can tell us what it is. You can tell us. We want to know. I don't want to hear that he thinks it's some kind of console type of desk, and it is a console. Just skip that part where he doesn't know. Just tell us. I know you're not listening, the writer, but oh my God, there's so many ways you failed at this story that are easy, like they're story writing 101. No one cares that it's a microwave type object or it's a microwave. We just found out it's a microwave. Why did you tell us that? Like, it is a large custom console type of desk with many LED displayed lights all over it, with a couple of dials and levers and a couple of view screens and three large reclinable chairs with what looked like a race car driver's shoulder strap seatbelts that attach the back of the chair when not in use. It's a 10-year-old's idea of space. There were many chairs like this all over a pretty good-sized bridge, and one that stood out over all the others. That had to be the Admiral's chair. In front of the bridge was a large view screen. It kind of looked like a movie theater room? Question mark? Then suddenly the door to the bridge opened, and it was the Admiral. "Hello, sir. Oh, look, it's Star Trek, the USS Lunar Base 1. Oh, good. They're voyaging to Mars. Just call them the Voyager.
Hello, Captain. How do you like the bridge?"
"Very impressive, sir. I particularly like my area, Admiral. Let me suck your dick. I'll fondle the balls." Like, stop. Then the door opened again. And there's 8 people coming in. Time to have that moon gangbang. I fucking wish. Next roleplay, moon gangbang. They're the women and 5 men. The women, 5 men. Everyone's saying hello to each other and then saying hello to the Admiral and then going to the stations. They're also Borg. If you have large groups of people, they're all basically going to be saying about the same thing at the same time for some reason, because it's the Borg slowly taking over, even on the moon and then hopefully Mars when they, you know, the Borg will take over there too. But anyway, they all said hello and then hello to the Admiral and then sat. And then going to the stations. Not their stations, these stations. "Hello, everybody. Glad to have you aboard. I would like those who are not familiar with their area to please do so." What the fuck does that mean? "I would like those who are not familiar with their area to," double O's, "to, please do so." Please do so what? I hate you. I'm having a stroke. What is this Nutri-Loaf? I'm confused. It's feel like they're putting pencils in it. And I'm like, this is supposed to be food. Why pencil? Ah, I'm David now. This is so confusing. Me confused. That word don't make sense. Me stroke. "I would like those who are not familiar with the area to please do so." He's the one leading the charge. We're so fucked. "We have about 1 hour before we launch." About? Okay, please don't be specific of when we're fucking launching to Mars. We don't need to be specific. About 1 hour. Sounds good. I'll catch a nap. Sorry to rush you, but it can't be helped. the end of chapter 11, but they're still talking in chapter 12. So prepare for the continuation of this conversation, even though there are multiple spots before that where he could cut it off before the conversation starts. He says, fuck you even harder. Oh, hopefully, my increasing rage is making up for the insanely frustrating nature of this neutral loaf of words. Can't be really called a story, technically consumable word jumble of a stroke of a story, heavy quotes, so many quotes. I'm sorry, anyone who's ever written anything other than this guy, you can write a story, not him. That's not a story. What you have written is not this. That is a word loaf abortion. It's horrible. Anyway, hopefully you hate it as much as I do, but you enjoyed my insane frustration as I get closer and closer to rage stroking out on this book, and hopefully I will... I can't even see or hear you, so you're just going to have to hear me, and hopefully you'll come back to listen to me suffer next week with some more Drunk and Dangerous. Thank you guys so much, and I'll hopefully, maybe, possibly, I don't blame you if you don't come back. See you then. Bye, guys. Mwah!